Hey, Freaks, it's Monday, April 13th, 2015. Coming up on the program today, who spews more crazy, my U-tards or Scientologists? Plus, Mom found out I use vibrators, return of the mystery ejaculator, and a Wu-Tang fuckfest. All this plus your voicemails today on TV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Shit, dildo.
Shit, dildo.
Mention with you, this right here is Distorted View Daily, kicking off a new week of programs. You know, at the top of the show today, I was going to play some new Raymond audio. Raymond has been very busy posting lots of nonsense online. And as I was going through some of his recent videos, something interesting stuck out. The utter nonsense he spews sounds a lot like the Scientology propaganda videos I was playing last week for you guys. And that gave me an idea for a game. So I got on Facebook and I said, look, any of you freaks want to play a phone game with me? Call it now. And my Skype is lighting up, so let's take a call here. Hello, who do we have on the line here?
This is Jared.
Jared, so glad you could call in. Are you ready to play a game with me?
I am ready.
All right, take your pants off, please. I know it's weird, but it's mandatory.
I will try. I'm in a truck.
Okay. Oh, perfect. All right, listen, we're going to play a game called Raymondology. First of all, how long have you been a listener of the show? Or are you a listener of the show?
I am indeed a listener. I just got on it about 4 months ago. I've been listening.
All right. Do you know who Raymond is? Are you familiar with that character?
Raymond.
We may have a dud.
I believe... Man, refresh my memory.
Raymond is a retard I feature on the program.
The weather guy.
No. This is horrible.
I know, I am. I haven't been listening long enough.
Look, this is not going to work out. Jared, you have failed miserably. This is you're not going to get to win any prizes because you are too new of a listener, and this is what you get for not discovering Distorted View sooner. Hang up on yourself. Never heard of such a thing. A Distorted View listener who doesn't know who Raymond is. All right. We're not off to a good start today, freaks. I'm getting very agitated. I feel bad for the next contestant. We're going to try this one more time, and if it doesn't work, then I'm just going to give up. All right, here we go. Who do we have on the line now? I didn't mean to scream at you. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Who do we have on the line?
Rabbi Nickel.
Rabbi Nickel. All right, you're making fun of me already. This is great. How long have you been a listener of Distorted View?
About 7 years.
Oh, right. So you know who Raymond is?
Yes.
Perfect. My first idiot contestant had no idea who Raymond was. The game didn't work like that. All right, so we're going to play a game. You have a chance to win a $25 gift certificate from Amazon. And what's great about that is I don't have to send anything out. So it's going to take very little work on my part. You can be assured that you're actually going to receive your prize from me, which is a nice change
of pace.
That's good
to know.
All right, we're going to play a game called Raymondology. All right.
Okay.
I know, right? It's an intriguing name. So recently on the show, I was playing audio from various Church of Scientology propaganda videos. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to that. I don't know how far behind you are with the programs. But I've been talking about Scientology on Distorted View, right?
Yes.
I learned in playing that... Raymond 14 or Raymond 20 sounds a lot like a Scientology propaganda video. He spews a lot of nonsense out. And that's what gave me the idea for the game Raymondology. This is how the game works. I'm going to read you a quote, and you have to tell me if that quote comes from a Scientology video or it came out of Raymond's mouth.
Let's go for it.
Let's play Raymondology! All right. First quote. You know what to do, and you know how to have motivation.
Scientology.
Show me Scientology!
And you know what to do, and you know how to have motivation.
No, that was a quote from Distorted View's very own retard, Raymond. Wow. So, you're not doing so well already. Out of the gate, you got one wrong here. Let's try number two. Question two, or quote two. Create a wave of function. Wave is the function of truth. Scientology or Raymond?
That sounds like Raymond, but they're both pretty crazy. Raymond.
Rabbi Nickel says, Raymond, show me Raymond!
I think we need to create a wave of function. Because if we can't, that's not what will happen. That's not what will work. No wave, no function. Or we could say, no wave. Or,
is there any humans in here?
With a wave function, not true. Wave function is true. Wave is the function of truth.
Yes, that was a quote from Raymond. Now, when you listen back to the podcast, you'll hear all of these quotes, so you know I'm not making up shit, right? Okay, so you got one right, one wrong. You need two more correct answers.
Yeah.
All right. Creating space, granting beingness, something like that. That's the entire quote. Creating space, granting beingness, something like that.
Raymond.
Yeah, you would think it was a Raymond quote, right? Show me Raymond!
You know, whether it's creating space, granting beingness, something like that, it's not even, oh, I've got to remember where that came from. It just comes out.
No, that was a Scientology quote.
Wow.
Something like that. All right, so you got, what, one right, two wrong. We've got two more questions. You got to get these last two right.
Yeah. Let's go for it.
It's crunch
time.
All right. A machine that has value and substance and actually ideology operations. Is that a quote from Scientology? This game really isn't fair because they both spew nonsense.
Raymond.
Show me Raymond!
We need a love machine. A machine that has value and has substance and has beauty and has actually ideology operations.
Yes, that was a Raymond quote. It all comes down to this. The stakes have never been higher. Tens of dollars are on the line with one question remaining. Are you ready?
Yes.
What's going through your mind right now?
Actually, I was thinking your mom would be good to answer these questions, or I don't know. I was like, I'll trade my $25 to have your mom answer or something.
If you want help with this last question, I have figured out how to call my mother. So just,
okay.
you don't have to use this, but I guess there's no harm in it. All right, the last quote.
Okay.
Here we go. You understand the data of what just happened. Scientology or Raymond? Or phone a friend. Phone my mom.
You understand the data at what?
You understand the data of what just happened.
Man, you can't tell these apart at all. Scientology.
Is that going to be your final answer? You can always phone a friend here. Not that my mom would know, would really give you any help, but.
Okay, Raymond, final answer.
I feel like I talked you out of that Scientology answer. Are you sure you want to go with Raymond? I'll tell you what. Hold on. Let's just take a step back here. There's a lot riding on this. Why don't we call my mom and maybe she can help you?
Yes.
I put some doubt in your mind, and you're confused. You don't know. You don't know the answer, do you? I think I tripped you up. Now you're questioning if it's Raymond.
Well, I heard the tone of your.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hi. You're on a conference call with one of my listeners.
A conference call?
Yes. You are his phone a friend. We're playing a game, and he needs your help.
Oh Jesus! I'm not very good at this.
You're not. You're going to be horrible at this. I can already tell.
I know I am.
did you happen to watch the Scientology documentary recently?
Excuse me. What was that?
You did not understand a word I just said, right?
Right.
There was a documentary about. That doesn't matter. All right, here. I'm going to read a quote, Mom. I'm going to read something, and all you have to do is tell me: did a retarded person say this, or did a cult church say this?
A cult church or retarded? Okay.
That's the best way I can describe what I'm doing here. Okay.
Cult
or retard.
All right.
That's what I should have named this bit, not Raymondology. All right.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, who's my contestant again? I'm sorry. What's your name?
Rabbi Nickel.
Rabbi Nickel. Okay. This is Rabbi Nickel, Mom.
Oh, geez. Is it Rabbi?
No, he's not a rabbi. He's an idiot. One of my idiot listeners. All right. Here is the quote he needs help with. Rabbi Nickel needs help with.
Okay.
You understand the data of what just happened. Does that sound like a retard or does that sound like a cult member speaking?
Say it again.
You understand the data of what just happened.
That don't make no sense to me, so I think that's a retarded person.
God damn it. Okay. All right. Rabbi Nickel here is flip-flopping. At first he said it was the cult, then he said it was the retard. Now you're saying you think it is a retard.
Yes.
Can I change it going by past answers from my favorite mom? I think I'm going to go the opposite and say Scientology.
So you think my mom, being wrong most of the time when we play these games,
is right?
She's going to be wrong about this one.
Oh, going to be wrong.
Yes. Sorry, Timmy. I love you.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer, Scientology.
Show me Scientology!
The wind doesn't just become a foot wide. Suddenly it feels a mile wide. Because you understand the data of what just happened.
Yes, that was a Scientology quote. You lost, Mom.
Once again.
Surprise, surprise.
Well, I could have told I could have told you that before we even started.
You just sit by the phone and wait for me to call you with another Craigslist sex ad.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Mom.
Am I done? Are you done with me now?
I'm done with you, yeah.
Okay, well, have a swell day.
All right, thanks, Mom. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Rabbi Nicholas, what? $25 Amazon gift certificate. Here's what I need you to do, Rabbi Nickel. Just email me your email address, I guess, or just email me anything, and I'll have your email address, and I will get that $25 gift thing to you ASAP, okay?
Perfect. I love you, Timmy.
I love you, too. Thank you so much for playing, and congratulations. By the way, you would have totally lost if I was, if I let you stay with, Raymond. I'm being nice here. I'm not always an asshole. All right, congratulations.
Bye-bye.
That's all the time we have today. Whether you're going clear by becoming OT7 or describing how a fish pillow is kind of like a milkshake, it's all incoherent babbling to us here at Raymondology. Until next time, bye, everybody! See, this is why you should like the Distorted View page on Facebook, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. You never know when I might be trying to enlist your help. All right, I've got a couple pieces of audio, and then we will get into the news. First up, got a young Asian girl. I think she's reading a piece of fan fiction that she wrote when her mom interrupts her with a shocking discovery.
Just some dark brown-haired girl, but no. The color of my skin is yellow.
Oh, my God, me!
That would be the mother freaking out, yes.
Yellow. Oh, my God, me!
Anna, what?
Oh, by the way, Brian's going to throw a condom in the trash can. Make sure it's all the way on the bottom, not stuck on the side.
You have been owned by your mother for your poor condom disposal skills. You know condoms are sticky. They like to cling on the side of things. It's a rookie mistake. Obviously, this girl's very young. Started having sex.
You didn't do that. There's two condoms there, like a reddish or pinkish color or yellowish or orange color.
Hmm. Well, we're not having sex. It's...
Really, you're going to try to convince your mom you're not having sex with goddamn condoms sticking to the side of wastebaskets.
It's...
You better have a good story lined up in your head.
From my vibrator. So, I'll remember to put it at the bottom of the bed.
I don't want to hear that!
You should get one too, Mom.
You should get one too.
Alright, she claims it's for her vibrator. See if the mom goes along with the story.
You're masturbating.
Yeah, I masturbate.
In front of Brian?
Not in front of Brian!
So, you're saying the condom wasn't his?
I put it over my vibrator so it's easier to clean.
Oh. You always taught us to be tidy, Mommy.
No, because when you talk about it, I'm already picturing it.
Hey, you brought it up, lady. Next up, I've got a short local news report featuring a child who is, he's very emotional about his artworks.
A teen won a contest to design a sticker honoring Chicago's men and women in uniform, but now the city says it won't use the design after all because they think it shows gang signs. Here is a look at the drawing. You can see several hands pictured above a heart. Well, some say those hands are displaying a well-known gang signal.
It is kind of weird. Like, the hands are coming out of the heart, and it looks like they're throwing things like, oh, there's a police hat, a fireman's hat, an EMT logo. That's what I think the hands are doing. Like, they're tossing them into the sky, right? But the fingers are kind of crossed. It does sort of look strange.
Well-known gang signal. The teen says that's completely untrue.
I don't think that's fair. I tried to...
It's not so much that he said it's not true. He's blubbering that it's not true. Yes, go ahead.
I don't think that's fair. I tried the best I can.
I did the best I can. I'm not a good drawer. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. What a little bitch. You're on the television, on the news.
I don't think that's fair. I tried the best I can. I don't got nothing. That art design doesn't have nothing to do with no games.
That's according to Herbie. That's his name, Herbie Polger. What a nerd. Finally, one last random piece of audio. Here is a grown woman freaking out over a spider.
Megan, please, it's not funny. Put the goddamn camera down now. It's right there! Please, put the light on! Now! Stop it! It's not funny!
You know, it's a fat woman scared. The first comment is, by her reaction, you'd think it was a salad, not a spider.
Megan! If you miss it, you're dead. If you miss it, you're dead. I'm dead serious. Stop it! It's not funny! Get it out of here now! Get it now!
Trying to get her daughter to squish the bug and throw it away.
Please! I'm having a heart attack! Please! Get it out! Please! Please! Don't miss it! I'll kill you!
See, that's not a spider, that's a cricket.
I don't get it! It's fucking... It's a jumping spider! It's gonna get me!
It's a jumping spider.
Get out of here! Please! It's jumping to get me!
Give me a speaker.
A speaker! Yo, come here! You can have a speaker, Jacob! Give me... Don't miss it! Please! Please! Oh, God!
Oh, I would have picked up that spider and flung it on her face.
Don't miss it!
Oh, all right. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted upside down news right now. All right, if you you like this stupidity, help support Distorted View by becoming a member of the Sideshow, DV's member site. For $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. Just posted a new video cast this past weekend. We're switching things up this week. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we'll be doing shows for everyone. Tuesday and Thursday, we'll be doing Sideshow exclusive programs, which means if you're not a member, you're not going to get tomorrow's program. So sign up right now. Become a true and honorable freak. Superfreaksideshow.com. Okay. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Illinois. A Cicero man has been charged with fatally beating an 18-month-old boy, I'm interested, after the child urinated on him during a diaper-changing session. Some people would pay good money to be pissed on during what they call a diaper-changing session. I've been hosting this show for too long. Martin Alvarado Jr. That sounds like the name of a truck from Chevy. I need to get real work done. That's why I chose the Chevy Alvarado with extended cab. I got the V8 model because I'm that much of a man. I need power. Martin Alvarado Jr. was charged. That's the little truck. The small version. The Junior. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. He was charged Sunday with first-degree murder. We're talking about a dead kid here, and I'm making dumb truck jokes. Yes, he was charged in the murder of Edwin Eli O'Reilly, according to Ray Hanania. That is not a good name for a vehicle. I'm driving around in my Hanania. Sounds like, you know, it would be poorly made. Is that a Mexican car? It's all I can afford. It's the first Guatemalan hatchback, the Hanania. All right, according to the... Oh, that's a Cicero town spokesman. According to the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office, the boy died Thursday of multiple blunt force injuries from child abuse, and his death was ruled a homicide, according to an autopsy conducted Friday. The incident took place at the boy's home, according to the medical examiner. In a news release, Hanania said police and paramedics responded to the home after they were notified that the child was unresponsive. At the time of the beating, Alvarado was taking care of the child, who is the son of his girlfriend. As Alvarado was in the process of changing the toddler's diaper, he urinated on Alvarado. Oh, we've seen this 100 times in movies. You know, Three Men and a Baby comes to mind. You know, the three guy when Ted Danson's changing the baby's diaper. The diaper comes off and then the little baby pisses right on them. Steve Guttenberg's face. According to investigators, the incident enraged Alvarado, who responded by repeatedly striking the boy. Alvarado made incriminating statements. Really? And he was that pissed. When you're so pissed, you willingly give up incriminating information. That's rage right there. Oh, great. Here comes the cops now. What do you guys want, huh? Yeah, I beat that little fucker. Look what he did to me. He pissed all over the shirt. This is a good shirt. Look at the tag. St. John's Bay. This wasn't some piece of shit polo I picked up at Walmart. I got this at JCPenney's, and it wasn't on sale. You're not going to get that piss stink out of it. Punch it, motherfucker. His goddamn mom insists on making him eat that asparagus baby food. It's mushed up and it looks like applesauce. When that fucker pisses, sure as hell smells like asparagus. You can tell. Goddamn little turd did it on purpose, too. He knows I'm fucking his mom. Fucking that bitch hard. All right, yes, Alvarado made incriminating statements and gave a video-recorded confession. An Illinois Department of Children and Family Services spokeswoman said the agency had prior contact with the family, but officials would not elaborate. An older sibling of the deceased child has been turned over to a family member. Alvarado is due in court for a bond hearing Monday morning. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Now, you guys know I am a huge fan of the People's Court with my girl, Judge Millian, but today I bring you a news story involving a different daytime courtroom show. On a recent episode of Divorce Court, a man named Nate accused his wife, Leah, of cheating on him. which seems like a pretty standard episode of Divorce Court. But wait, there's more. Yes, he's accusing his wife of cheating on him with a rap group before they were married. And not just any rap group. Take a listen to a clip here I have from Divorce Court.
He accused me. This sounds,
Mr. Sellers,
okay.
No.
This sounds ridiculous, but he accused me of sleeping with the entire Wu-Tang Clan.
The entire Wu-Tang Clan! All right, that does seem a bit ridiculous.
Me of sleeping with the entire Wu-Tang Clan.
She did.
Do you even know the Wu-Tang Clan?
She went backstage.
I did.
So
you did know them?
Well, yes. I had an amazing night one night and a really good opportunity.
It was amazing, all right.
Hey, Mr. Sellers.
It was amazing.
Well, how amazing was it?
It was...
She gave Wu some tang.
I did not, no.
Mr. Sellers, you're going to
have to stop interrupting. Nothing inappropriate happened. And let me just, you know, put on the record that the Wu-Tang is nothing but gentlemen. They treated me highly respectful. I had no... I would never cheat on him. But also... I don't know if this is appropriate to say, but I would never be like a bust down or a groupie in that type of situation. Mm-hmm. It just so happened.
Down. That's a new one. I don't know bust down.
That's
I
a groupie.
Okay.
Down.
Bust down.
I kept my lady points together. Okay. Uh-huh. But basically what happened is.
In your lady parts together.
I met Wu-Tang. I got on their tour bus. I went back to the hotel and I was just hanging out all night and it was amazing. And I mean, we were not doing anything but talking.
Were you dating?
Now I'm starting to think she did fuck the Wu-Tang Clan.
No, I was dating him.
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, I was dating him at the time, and he was living at my house. Mm-hmm. And
see, this is the big difference between the People's Court and Divorce Court. All this interrupting, Judge Millian would not stand for that. His ass would be out of the courtroom at that point. She does not take shit from anyone.
Now, I lost track.
This isn't the fucking Jerry Springer show. This is pretend court, and we're going to treat it like real court.
Were you dating Mr. Sellers?
I was dating him.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes, I was dating him at the time, and he was living at my house. Mm-hmm. And now I lost track of time.
This is news. Can you believe it? Divorce Court has made the news. I'm reading this story on foxnews.com.
I didn't really look at the time, and all of a sudden I look at my clock, and I'm... 7 in the morning, and I was like, I gotta get out of here, and so I jumped
And I'm
in.
Weighed down with all of these cum loads in my pussy, so I squirted them out.
The taxi, and I went home immediately, and as soon as I was at home, I get approached by Nate, and he starts accusing me of sleeping with them all. And
But you stayed out all night, got on a tour bus with a band.
It was a good opportunity.
And or a group. I mean, that
wasn't a job offer, you know what I mean?
Bust down behavior, is it not?
It might be, but it's also...
All that applauding. I just don't approve that. You're in a courtroom. All right, nothing inappropriate happened, and let me just put on record that the Wu-Tang is nothing but gentlemen. Leah said she and Nate were living together at the time, and when she realized how late it was, she got in a cab and promptly went home. Even though it sounded like she was trying to defend herself, she was actually the plaintiff in the case and was pressing charges against the man for allegedly bringing bedbugs into their home. This is why people are getting divorced. You gave me bed bugs. She claimed the bugs were brought into her home from a bed frame stored in a unit, and she sought $3,500 in damages. The timeline prompted Judge Toler to rule in favor of the defendant. You know you're not getting any money, right? You were sleeping with him after. There will be no recovery in this matter. So there you go. She didn't get money for the bed bugs. She ended up with something way better. A sore pussy from a Wu-Tang gangbang. All right, final story we have for you today. A bit of good news at last. The mystery train ejaculator who sprayed semen on 100 women has been caught. Detectives have solved the mystery of a phantom ejaculator. That was my favorite episode of Scooby-Doo. When the gang tried to find out who the phantom ejaculator was. That's the one with Laurel and Hardy, right? Now, I don't want to sound racist here, but the guy who ended up being the phantom ejaculator was Asian. And I hate the idea of profiling, but I know if I was conducting this investigation, That's who I would be looking for first, because the Asians are always into the weird stuff. A middle-aged man, Tetsuya Fukuda. Fukuda. Something like that. Japanese. That's a Japanese name. And Japanese are the worst offenders. You know, Asians are weird in general when it comes to sex. And the weirdest of the weird, we'll say the Florida of Asia, is Japan. At least when it comes to sex. A middle-aged man, Tetsuya Fukuda, whatever, has been arrested for the attacks on crowded trains. For the attacks, really? A little goo was flung your way. This all went down in the capital of Tokyo. Oh, okay. I guess they were probably looking for an Asian person all along. I'm reading the story from a UK website. I thought this happened in England or something. And I saw a picture of the guy and he was Asian. I didn't realize it actually happened in Japan. Well, now that's not so unusual, right? Aren't girls always getting, like, raped and groped on crowded subway trains and shit? I would much prefer just having cum flung in the back of my head. When arrested, he said, "I get excited when in close contact with a woman on a crowded train." A lot of guys suffer that, I think. It's an epidemic in Japan. All right, he was caught after DNA tests on semen matched a teenage schoolgirl's skirt soaked in semen. One victim, Ria Yoneta, 26, came forward after the arrest and said, "It happened to me as well, but I didn't know who had done it. It's disgusting. He needs help." He has been charged with damaging property and has admitted more than 100 semen attacks since 2011. So there you go. A very successful train ejaculator. 100 cum wads blown on little Japanese girls. That's impressive. You know, you did good work there for a while. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yeah, some people have been reporting there's some issues with my voicemail line. It seems to work sometimes, and other times it doesn't. So if you call in and it just rings and rings and rings, hang up and try again. You'll get through eventually. I don't know what the problem is. We might have to switch soon. You know, I'm using some free service, and I've used it ever since I started doing the podcast. And I would hate to have to transfer to a new service because I don't own this phone number, the 206-666-4463. So if I move services, I don't get to keep that phone number, and that would be sad because we've had it really since the show started. I think we started the voicemail line a month or two after the show began. On the flip side, it would give us the opportunity to come up with a new cool voicemail line. You know, it could be like Cumwad. You know, I don't know, 206 Cumwad. You know, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Hopefully it won't come to that.
Ken, it's pronounced meatus. The proper term for the dickhole is meatus. So long, faggot. Don't bring up your pussy hole.
All right, someone correcting me. Did I either pronounce that wrong, or he's upset because I keep calling it a dickhole. I also call it a urethra. There's so many great names to refer to the penis slit.
Hi, this is the porn parody, not Spiral Ham Fucker. And just wanted to let you know, I haven't listened to your show in about 5 years, but I've paid for you every month. I'm the guy who sent you the Moxie. Have a good day.
Thank you. I don't know why would you not listen to the show? First of all, thank you for continuing to pay me, but then just call me to tell me you're not listening to the show.
Hey, dude, it's the decoy Jew. I think you're so smart making fun of Gabrielle Chana, but if the Jesuits aren't mass producing Bukkake bombs to bomb Canada with, then why do you think they need so many seminaries?
I'm gonna pretend that call just didn't happen. It was so bad.
Ooh, it's the decoy Jew.
Oh, okay. Let's start fresh. Another call from the decoy Jew. Try again.
Ooh, it's the decoy Jew. Hey, I'm listening to your WEKENB show, and I just heard you say you need to get on Second Life, and I wanted to confirm that you do indeed need to get on Second Life.
What year is this? Is it like 2005?
You're playing a clip of just some drunk person yelling obscenities. And I gotta say, you're not even playing the Second Life strengths here. If you're on Second Life, you could truly have Tim Henson's Training Adventure.
Oh!
I read a statistic somewhere that something like half of the people on Second Life or more are, you know, some kind of gender situation that's more complex than...
Maybe I should get on Second Life and make a video of it and see what sort of trouble we can get into. Good idea.
Oh, hey, Tim. I was recently listening to a show, and you said that if I was a Sideshow member, I could verbally abuse you, and I'm a Sideshow member, so I just felt like I should call you faggot. You're gay. You're gay faggot. You love dicks. You think dicks taste amazing. You want them by you all the time.
I do. I like to snuggle up to them.
You sleep with dudes. You're a faggot. Also, please bring back nigger. Nigger Wednesdays or whatever. I don't know.
Was that a segment we had on the show?
It was some day and the word nigger was in it. It was a day when you used to review crazy nig material, and I really loved it.
Maybe this Wednesday we'll bring back Nigger Wednesday. Just for you. Thank you for verbally abusing me. See, that's what you get. You verbally abuse me, and then I do whatever you want me to do. I'm a bad girl. I believe we're called pain sluts. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it GOD?
And you know what to do, and you know how to have motivation.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Remember, tomorrow we're doing a Sideshow exclusive program. So if you're non-paying members, the next time I'll speak to you will be on Wednesday. So be on the lookout for another show then. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
My name is Scott Micken, and I like ice skating.